kana 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupa inhawu muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.
Zimbabwe, this is Live Talk coming to you from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. It's a Friday, July the 10th, 2020. I'm Tungameli Nkomo.
And I'm Marvelous Mshanga Nyahuye, broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C., where I'm broadcasting from home because of the COVID-19 pandemic, which is currently ravaging the whole world, including Zimbabwe, where we've seen cases rising up. Tunga, how are the cases looking in Zimbabwe currently?
Tonight, Marv, we are talking about three more deaths happening yesterday in Harare. And that means the number of people who have died of coronavirus in Zimbabwe to date are now 12. And we also have a total of 926 people now having been affected by coronavirus. Yesterday, there were 40 people who tested positive for the virus. Two of them are coming from South Africa, one from Namibia, one from Japan, one from Sweden, and a whopping 36 were local cases, meaning these are local transmissions. These are people who have never been anywhere, who have contracted coronavirus one way or the other from within the country.
But Tunka, we see there's also some bit of good news coming up, where there are 306 people who contracted COVID-19 in the country and were able to recover. Like you said, the numbers currently stand at 926, with active cases being 828 at the moment. And when we look at 608, sorry, at the moment, and 12 deaths. So there is a bit of good news, but, you know, doctors are also concerned, like you said, because of the community spread. Recently, we've seen that most of the people that were coming from outside Zimbabwe were the ones testing positive for COVID-19, but we've seen the community spread numbers going up.
Yebo mavu kunjalo lichona njani emakhaya lamhlanje sikuhlelo lwe live talk sikhuluma ngodaba lwe coronavirus sizakhuluma njalo ngezo umbusazwe elizweni ngoba sibona uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ekhuluma lamhlanje sithi kuyareviewa esingathi yi-lockdown ukuvalwa kwelizwe ngoba inani labantu abalomkhuhlane lo liyakhwela. Sibone izolo kusifa abantu abathathu eHarare, njalo kutholakala abangu-41 belomkhuhlane we-coronavirus, meaning ukuthi abantu asebebanjwe lomkhuhlane kuze kube lamhlanje elizweni sebengu-926, asebefile sebengu-12, bebengu-9, kwafake labo abayi-3 abayizolo, bringing the total to 12. Okuyinto ekhathazayo kakhulu ngoba esesikubona kathesi sokulama-local transmissions amaningi kakhulu. Sibone izolo eSouth Africa, bavele eSouth Africa kuba nje abayi-2. From Namibia, kuba nje oyedwa. Japan, kuba nje oyedwa. Sweden, kuba nje oyedwa. Kwazothi abaselizwe nabavele beseZimbabwe ababanjwe lomkhuhlane izolo bangu-36, which is a worrying trend. And really for health experts and many Zimbabweans, they are really worried given the damage this virus is causing in Zimbabwe and elsewhere. Marv.
Aiwa, kunewa vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa pano pachirongwa chedu cheLive Talk, icho tiri kutefenyura tiri kumba pamusoro pedambudziko rechirwere COVID-19. Tiri kutarisa tine gango, nhasi tichange tiri kutarisa zviri kuitika munyika panyaya yedambudziko rechirwere cheCOVID-19 uyezve tichitarisa zviri kuitika munyika panyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika. Pari zvino munyika tinoona kuti bazi rezveutano riri kutaura iro kuti pane vanhu 926 pari zvino kutaura kwatiri kuita vari kuwanikwa ivo vakabatwa nedambudziko irori reCOVID-19 uyezve pane vanhu vakawanikwa vachibatwa nedambudziko iri vakarwara asi vakazopona vanosvika ivo 306 uyezve avo vanoti maactive cases pari zvino akamira ivo pa608 ndovo vanhu vari kurarama nedambudziko irori reCOVID-19 tichitarisa zvakare kuti vanhu vari kuwanikwa ivo vashaya kubva kuchirwere ichi cheCOVID-19 munyika vakwira kusvika pa12 uyezve sekutaura kwaita Ntunga ari kuti iye mutungamiriri wenyika vaEmerson Mnangagwa vazivisa nhasi kuti vachange vari kuongorora kuti nyaya iye yelockdown vawane vachiwana hwaro hutsva hwekuti zvoitwa sei pamusoro pekukwira kwatiri kuona kuchiita manhamba iwaya emaCOVID-19 cases Ntunga.
Hongoma, and we will be combining discussion on coronavirus today with our politics, and we have a national director of information and publicity for ZANU-PF, Mr. Tafazwa Mugwadi, as well as Mr. Tawanda Dzokora, chairman of the MDC Alliance North America. But first, I had an interview earlier with Useni Spanda of the I Am for Bulawayo Against COVID-19 about the increasing number of positive cases in Zimbabwe. Let's take a listen to what he had to say.
The rise in the number of COVID-19 cases in Zimbabwe, and that has resulted now in a fresh death. About 3 people have died in Harare. I think it goes back to the issue of behavioral change and attitudes. That although people are aware about the dangers faced by being infected by COVID-19, our behavior has not changed. This can be seen clearly in the way when people are waiting for combis or buses to go back home. This can be seen in the funerals that are happening. This can be seen in the supermarkets. Most people, I continue to emphasize that most people only wear the mask when they, to comply with the police, or, you know, when they get into a supermarket and then immediately remove it, or even inside the supermarket. They use it just to pass through the entrance. But when inside, they then put the mask below their chins and, you know, continue. So we, our behavior has not changed. There's a need for aggressive behavioral change, I think campaigns and a push for people to change. And also, it's clear that maybe because of poverty, most of the masks, you can see that they are now worn out. You know, people are now using worn-out masks, and because maybe they cannot afford to buy new ones. So all these things add up to that. But also, I think there is a belief that it won't happen to me, you know. So most people don't really see COVID-19 infecting them. And unlike in the first days when we started, most people were afraid, but now they are no longer afraid. They are getting used to it. So that's a very big challenge.
President Emmerson Mnangagwa said today that he is reviewing the lockdown, and there is a sense that he might tighten things and shut down some parts of the country. But some fear that this might be a strategy to prevent the July 31 demonstrations against his government. How then, Mr. Spanda, do you balance ensuring people's liberties and livelihoods and at the same time minimize the spread of this disease?
I think that when government is making a decision to shut down the country again, it should be based on a scientific evidence of the need for that. It should be based on the advice from the health professionals, but also on how we need to flatten the curve. But if the country is being shut down, it's a bit confusing because they are talking of opening schools. So how do you open schools and then shut down the country at the same time? So does this mean schools are going to be closed? So a lot of things are still not clear. That's why I find these contradictions then cause confusion. Because if you're shutting down the country, then don't open the schools, because schools are going to be a huge source of infection for everyone. So I think that there needs to be, yes, a balance between protecting people from the danger of COVID-19 and the ability for them to exercise their rights, their constitutional rights, but also the need to protect everyone else at the end of the day. So I guess government would have an overall responsibility for that, but it needs to be based on scientific evidence on the need for that to happen. And also it should be applied equally. If we are talking of shutting down the country, then let's not open the schools. Then let's not allow rallies to happen. Let's not allow big meetings to happen. So it should be a uniform treatment of everything should be seen, so that then people will be convinced that this is genuinely about shutting down.
Many people continue to run away from quarantine centers, including those who have tested positive for this disease. How is this happening when these places are secured, as we have been told?
I think the big challenge has been the conditions of the quarantine centers, because people run a big risk of being infected. If there are no beds, there are no blankets, there are squalid conditions, there are not enough ablutions, bathrooms for washing. So the danger is someone will get infected now in that quarantine center. So I think first we need to address the conditions and ensure that there's running water, there's decent accommodation. We are not talking of hotels here, but something decent and an ability for washing of things, because COVID needs to be prevented even within the quarantine centers. Masks, sanitizers to be provided for everyone. I don't think people will run away if the conditions are conducive. I'm not so sure why they are able to run away with all the security that's there. I think that's a very big question that needs to be asked to the security sector as well. But also, the danger is these people could actually go into our community and be spreading. And also, we know that there are people who are crossing the border illegal. There are people who are coming through trucks, long-distance trucks. They're giving people lifts, and those people will be crammed inside those trucks. So there's a huge danger of infections, cross-infections that need to be dealt with.
Liyaqansa inani lababulawa ilumkhuhlane emnumzana Sibanda ngitsho labatholakala belawo mihla ngemihla. Uthini ngalokho?
Ukukhuphuka kwenani labantu ababanjwa ngulumkhuhlane wecorona kuyadanisa, kodwa kutshengisela ukuthi indlela abantu abaziphatha ngayo ilokhu ingatshintshi. Singabi kwazi ngalo mkhuhlane lakathe sesikwazi ngawo lokuthi ubanjwa kanjani. Ngakho-ke mbona ngani udubo solukhona ukuthi imikhuba yethu endlela esayivele sisenza ngayo izinto asitshintshanga. Abantu abaningi nxa bengena ezitolo bayadlula-ke umuntu egqoke imaski ukwenzela ukuthi angene, kodwa engangena phakathi kwesitolo seyikhipha, kumbe nxa ehamba endleleni uyifake ngabona sehlangana lamapholisa, kutsho ukuthi asinanzele imithetho efunakalayo engayenza ukuba sinqamele lumkhuhlane ukuthi ungamemetheki. Njalo okunye okwesibili, siyananzelela ukuthi kulabantu abaningi kakhulu ngapha esigabeni sethu seMandebeleni abachapha umngcele ngendlela engafanelanga, njalo bese bebuya bengena emakhaya, bengena lapha edrobheni lakoBulawayo. Njalo kube labantu ababalekayo-ke kuma-quarantine center laba abaleka bengene-ke edrobheni, kutho ukuthi nxa besiya ezihlobeni zabo sokusiba ingozi enkulu kakhulu.
Umongameli Mnangagwa uthi usakhangelisisa ukuthi athathe manyathelo bani osokwenze abanye banakanele ukuthi mhlawumbe usefuna ukuvala futhi ilizwe, kanti abanye ngabathi ngaba zama ukusebenzisa ithuba leli ukwenqabela ukutshengisela kwabantu okuza kwenziwa mhlaka 31 kulinyanga. Abantu besola umbuso wakhe. Ulubona njani wena lolo daba?
Nabembona kudingakala ukuthi nxa uhulumende ezanquma ukuthi kuvalwe kanjalo ilizwe, ukuba akhangele ukuthi engathi ekukhuluma kanjalo kodwa ngapha besithi izikolo zivulwe, ngoba kuyenza ukuthi abantu becabanga ukuthi hawu, kanti indaba ngani bambaxa zombili. Kodwa kuyadingakala ukuthi nxa kuzavalwa ilizwe, akuvalwe izikolo, akuvalwe izinto eziningi, kube mgceki ukuthi hhayi, uhulumende udutshwa ukuthi inani selikhuphuka elabantu abamanje corona njalo kumele ukuthi becetshiswe kakhulu ngalabo abakwaziyo ngezempila kahle zabantu kube yibo abaphambili kwalinto ngabe yibo abafakwa phambili kube yibo abatshela abantu bezimbabwe ukuthi hayi umumo wethu sume lapha yikho sesicabanga ukuthi kuyiwe ngapha langapha langapha mbonani kunganceda kwenziwa kanjalo
abantu lokhe bebaleka kuma-quarantine centers ngitsho labayabe sebebanjwe lo mkhuhlane batshelwa ukuthi balawo kwenzakalani kahle kahle kuyini okuhluphayo
kuyahlukuluza umoya njalo kuyakhathaza ukuthi inani labantu ababalekayo ezindaweni ezilungisele ukuthi laba basanda ukungena bevela ngaphandle kwelizwe baqale bahlolisiswe bebone ukuthi lo mkhuhlane abalawo kodwa abantu bese beseqa bebaleka besuka kuleyo ndawo besiye ezihlobeni zabo udubo olukhona ukuthi lo muntu engabe ethwele lo mkhuhlane owe-corona virus esewuthelela umemetheka phakathi kwezihlobo siyazi ukuthi khathesi lo mkhuhlane akulandlele oyelatshwa ngayo ngakho-ke nxa umuntu ebaleka engena ezihlobeni kutsho ukuthi ubalethela ingozi ubalethela ijefu njalo isimangayo ukuthi nje kanti vele bona babale kanjani njengoba kunamapholisa kwezikhathi kuze kube namasotsha abe sezigcinele ezi zindawo ukuthi kanti babephume njani kutsho ukuthi ludaba solumele ukuthi amapholisa aluhlolisise ukuthi abantu laba baphuma njani njengoba kuyabe kulabantu abagcinileyo khonapho njalo besifuna ukuxwayisa uzulu ikakhulu ngapha ebantwini bakithi emakhaya ukuthi abantu abaningi bangena bevela ngale Goli umuntu aqhuma ekhaya kungakhulunywa ukuthi usekhona udubo yokuthi uzathelela isigaba sonke ngalo mkhuhlane njalo siyakwazi ukuthi kathe sakulazibhedlela akulani nxa lo mkhuhlane usibamba inkalakatha yeni ingozi esingazake siyibone ngakho siyacela izihlobo zami ukuthi nxa kufikile izihlobo zivela eGoli kumbe kuboBotswana kumbe zivela nga azidlule zihlolwa lapho okuhlola khona uhulumende alungise izindawo zokuthanda bahlolwe khona ukwenzela ukuthi abekwazi isimo sakhe njalo angabuyi lo mkhuhlane afika athelela abantu
lo ke bekungomnumzana uSeni Sibanda owenhlanganiso ye-IM for Bulawayo against COVID-19.
VOA Africa in Zimbabwe has moved to a new satellite. Listeners can now find us on SES5 band and C-band transponders. Continue counting on us for the latest news, music, sports, and more. Now with a better signal and a better sound. VOA Africa in Zimbabwe, your best source for news and information.
Abo mavanga vari ba Useni Sibanda ve sangano re IM for Bulawayo against COVID-19 vanga vachitaura ivo kuti zvinhu zvinotyisa zvikuru kuti vanhu vari kuramba vachifa munyika nechirwere checoronavirus uyezve vari kuti chinhu chinokatyamadza kuti huwandu hwevanhu vari kubatwa nechirwere ichi munyika vagara vari muZimbabwe chinhu chinotyisa zvikuru.
Maybe before we move to the politics, let's just give the global figures. According to John Hopkins University, the global figures currently stand at confirmed cases 12.2 million and 554,000 deaths and climbing. As you know, this is not a live program. We're pre-recording. So by the time you watch this program, the numbers may have changed. Here in the United States, we have 3.1 million people who have contracted COVID-19 and 133,000 who have died. And in Washington, D.C., where I'm actually broadcasting from home, there are 10,679 people that have tested COVID-19 positive and 568 vawanikwa ivo vachishaya. Saka Ntunga, maybe we can jump into the politics of the day.
Indeed, Mav, like we said earlier, we have ZANU-PF National Director of Information and Publicity, Mr. Tafazwa Mogwadi, as well as Mr. Tawanda Zokora of the MDC Alliance. He's the national chairman here in North America. Let's start off with Mr. Mogwadi. The president indicated today, Mr. Mogwadi, that he is reviewing the lockdown, meaning he might be tightening the grip given the acceleration of positive figures. Do you have any hard information as to what he is likely to do?
Thank you, Ntungameli, to the extent that I will be cutting the horse if I give you what it is likely to be before the man himself has pronounced himself. Remember, there's only one head of state and government and, you know, one president at a time, and this is President Emmerson Mnangagwa. So I'm sorry, I cannot give you any hints about what he's going to say, except that you are aware, Ntungameli, that the situation that we are in is not different from what other, you know, countries across the world are getting in. I'm sure Marvelous has just done the wonderful thing. She has given us the global cases, which are at around 12.3 or 12.1 million somewhere there, and you know, over 500,000 people having died. You come back here in Zimbabwe, you know, you will see that you know, at first we progressed so much with very few number of deaths. I'm sure you know that our death record with regards to COVID-19 were a bit stagnant for a while, around five. But, you know, suddenly those numbers have shot to 12. And on top of that, you're also aware that, you know, our total cases were modest at around, you know, 20, 24, 26, you know. But our cases have suddenly shot up to 926. Now that calls for serious introspection. That calls for serious, you know, requirements from government side and from the president in particular, of course, with sufficient advice, scientific advice from the health players to say, how best can we take the nation forward? And, you know, I'm sure the president's COVID-19 strategy from day one, from the day that he pronounced the lockdown regulations, which were still into anyway, he said, and I quote, the measures that I've put in place are aimed at protecting the lives of my people, the Zimbabweans, and our societies from this marauding disease, this marauding pandemic. Therefore, Zimbabweans need to know that as your president, I have attended several conferences across the world and here in Zimbabwe on how to resuscitate the economy and grow the economy. I've attended those, but I've never attended one on how to resuscitate and resurrect lost lives. So certainly there is no question when it comes to protecting the people of Zimbabwe from this marauding pandemic which has ravaged the world.
Asi pane kutyira kuti vamnangagwa vangangoshandisa mukana uyu kurambidza vanhu kuratidzira. Bhozi, tiri kuona kuti pane vamwe vari kuronga kuratidzira musi wa31 mwedzi uno vachichema-chema nekuoma kweupenyu. Asi saka pane vamwe vari kupfungidzira kuti vamnangagwa hongo he has to intervene somehow. Asi vanogona kushandisa mukana uyu kurambidza vanhu ivavo to scuttle my liberties evanhu, because of already we have heard the deputy minister of I think it's defense vachitaura kuti pane vanhu vari kugadzira kuratidzira nemakanisters ane hanzane coronavirus here musi wa31. Hameno kuti vazviwana kupi izvozvo? Havagoni kushandisa mukana uyu here vamnangagwa to use it kurambidza vanhu kuratidzira musi wa31 ipapo?
Whoever was planning whatever on 31 July, now they must understand. It doesn't matter whether the president pronounces himself in terms of the review regulations or not. It must be stated categorically and clearly that from the day one that the lockdown measure started, from level five up to the level that we are today, demonstrations or unnecessary political gatherings have never been permitted. So it doesn't therefore require you to understand whether president vachataura zvipi vachati takudzokera mu level 5 here kana kuti toramba takadai nyangu akati ticharamba takadai. My demonstrations have never been permitted by the regulations as promulgated initially by the president. So those who were planning those demonstrations, or those who are still planning for those demonstrations, which we know for a fact will be violent demonstrations as usual, must know that they were always poised to break the law. It doesn't matter whether the president speaks today about the lockdown, new lockdown, or potential new lockdown regulations. The fact of the matter is, as it stands, those demonstrations angasiri kudiwa, and kana vakazviita izvozvo, the political session that met today made a resolution that whoever plans that and whoever goes forward on doing whatever they had planned for 31 August must have themselves to blame, because certainly this government and this political party, which happens to be the ruling party, will not allow for a second to see the events of 1 August 2018 repeating themselves. Certainly not. To see the events of 14 January to 16 January 2019 repeating themselves. Certainly not. So let them be rest assured that whether the president pronounces himself or doesn't, demonstrations have never been allowed under these lockdown regulations. And it is not a matter of President Mnangagwa suffocating liberties. I'm sure the cornerstone of our democracy is aimed at being enjoined by lives, not by dead bodies. So that is why my measures are to protect everyone. You are there, you are broadcasting from home, as Marvelous Yahweh has said. It is very clear. The idea is to make sure that you protect the next person around you or the next person close to you. That is why wearing of face masks on public gatherings is mandatory. Social distancing is mandatory. And so far, let me just tell you by way of a report, we have had over 1,600 people being arrested and fined, or some facing different legal consequences for violating the regulations on mandatory wearing of face masks. So there is no going back on that one.
Thank you, Mr. Mugwadi. Tafadzwa Mugwadi, Vatafadzwa Mugwadi, ndivo National Director of Publicity, Information and Publicity, Muzanu PF. He said there kuti Zanu PF Politburo yasangana nasi, and they resolved kuti anyone who will participate in those July 31 demonstrations will have no one but themselves to blame, and that sounds like a serious threat of violence coming from the government, the ruling party.
Vatiriri veStudio 7 vanotibata pamasaisai esatellite. Tine chiziviso chakakosha. Tinoda kuuzivisai kuti VOA Africa muZimbabwe yave nemasaisai matsva anoti SES 5KU band neC band transponders. Kana muchida kunzwa zvizere, endai pawebsite yedu ye www.voashona.com kana paFacebook page yedu ye VOA Shona.
And let me bring in now Vatawanda Dzokora, chairman we MDC Alliance Kunogu North America. Vatzokora Magadienyu. Hello, Mr. Dzokora, I cannot hear you. Let me bring in Marv while we sort out Mr. Dzokora's audio there. Marv,
listening in. Mm-hmm. I've been listening in, and maybe while we're trying to sort out Mr. Dzokora, I'll go back. Ndombodzokera kuna vamugwadi kuti tirikunzwa kuti vataura ivo kuti Politburo yebato ravo nhasi vasangana. Asi sekutaura kwavari kuita havasi kutyisidzira vanhu here nemazwi avataurayo.
Let me bring in vamugwadi. Maudzwa mvunzo kuna mavelasuyo vamugwadi.
Yeah, let me just say, you know, Ntunga Mile and Marvelous, I'm sure the convenience that we have better than you is that we are always here home, not so far away. And like what Comrade Chinamasa said today on the post-political brief, We have two eyes as a party and as a system, okay? To the extent that we know what you probably cannot ordinarily know, that is factual. You live in the United States of America, there is enough and so much that the U.S. administration will only get to know, which you don't know about the United States of America. So I've said a very big word there. It is up to you to digest that. But should I say, we don't tend to threaten anyone. We don't threaten anyone. We are not threatening our people. If anyone should be accused of threatening somebody, it is these people who are organizing these demonstrations under the banner that ZANU-PF must go, that President Emmerson Mnangagwa, the constitutionally elected president of the republic, who is a product of a democratic election that follows the established standards of the world, should leave office, and that them, with their nefarious intentions, sneak into government through the back door. We are saying that is a treasonous attempt that has no place in our society, a democratic society which allows them to express them freely, to express themselves freely like they are doing. To the extent that they are not expressed, they are not then allowed to express themselves violently. So we are not threatening anyone.
But it's not treason, though, to engage in peaceful demonstrations, because that's a constitutional right.
I will ask you, Ndungameli, that is why I said what happened on 1 August 2018 will not happen again. What happened on 14 to 16 July, January 2019 will not happen again. It is because you know that on 1 August we saw violence, and the violence did not start with the shootings that people want to prioritize discussions about. The violence started with the burning of ZANU-PF headquarters and the arsoning of cars from 4th Street. The violence started with themselves defacing and stoning buildings and looting from shops, and even threatening to burn down observers that were housed at the National Command Center, which was the Rainbow's Hotel. Again, in 2019, you saw in January the violence that started. It started from suburbs with the looting of shops, arsoning of shops, burning of cars, beating of people wantonly, force marching people to join demonstrations against their will. You saw those things happen. So don't say we are threatening violence. We know for a fact that demonstrations have always been violent in Ndungameli. So to the extent that they are that violence, we will not allow them to repeat the said events that we've seen in the past. And that is why we do have law enforcement agents as a republic. We're a constitutional democracy.
Okay, thank you. Let me try and bring in Vadzokora now. I hope now we can hear each other. Vadzokora, Muribo.
Ndirinani makadi, tinotenda nekutipa mukana.
Thank you so much. Now we can hear you loud and clear. Mavanzo va mugwadi hanzi vacha ratidzira muswa 31 vacha zvionera vega. What's your take on that?
Regai nitange kutaura nditi if Mr. Mugwadi and ZANU-PF would be as bold as they are in threatening the MDC alliance and the people of Zimbabwe at large, if they were as bold in this, in dealing with the social economic issues that are affecting Zimbabweans right now, and that are also as a result of COVID-19, then wouldn't be having these demonstrations at all. Because we know that COVID-19 has brought in economic hardships to the people of Zimbabwe. ZANU-PF has called in lockdowns, just like everyone else in the world. And there's nothing wrong about that. What is wrong is to lock down people in their homes without providing them with the necessities that they need. People need food. People need water. People need to survive whilst they are in lockdown. The Zimbabwean government has dismally failed to provide those necessities. And this is unlike the example of America that is giving. America is giving people $1,200 a month. America is giving people about $600 now. The first one was $1,200. Now people are getting $600 every month so that people can continue to survive. ZANU-PF and Zimbabwe are not doing that. People in Zimbabwe survive by selling their wares, selling vegetables, selling everything. Now they are locked down. They can't sell anything. So that means automatically they cannot survive. But why is ZANU-PF not providing when they are being given money? They were given money by the EU. They were given money by the United Kingdom. And I know for certain they were given money, $470,000 by the USAID. They were given $1.5 million by the US embassy. They were given $20 million by the US embassy again as of 2 weeks ago. And they were given money by the United Kingdom. We were given money by the World Bank. They were given money, millions. These are hundreds of millions of dollars by the World Health Organization. And there's not been transparency as to how that money is being used. The Zimbabwean government itself, through its Minister of Finance, announced when COVID started that they were going to give 50 million bonds to Zimbabwean business people to cushion them against what is going on. Nobody has received anything. They also announced that 28 million bond was also supposed to be given to people so that people can survive while they are under lockdown. We have not seen anything. The little that we saw when it began in Mutare, people were being given food from this 28 million, but it was being given on party grounds. If you're not having a ZANU-PF party card, you could not get that. So Mr. Mugwadi should not come here and threaten Zimbabweans who are trying to fight for their survival. This is the only way that Zimbabweans are going to survive, by going in the streets and expressing themselves and expressing their anger and expressing their disappointment and telling the Zimbabwean government and Emmerson Mnangagwa and the world watching that we are hungry. You cannot arrest people. You cannot kill people for telling you that we are hungry. And this is what is happening, and this is what will be happening on the 31st of July. And he should not talk about the MDC when it comes to the 31st of July. This is not an MDC-organized demonstration. It's a demonstration that is being organized by hungry and disappointed and dejected masses of Zimbabwe.
I know Nyaya Kuratidzira can be divisive. I think it's wrong for ZANU-PF to threaten demonstrators with violence. But it's barely surprising because we have seen that happening before. But also, I think it's wrong for people to demonstrate with violence. Violent demonstrations are not okay. They are not cool. But peaceful demonstrations are a right of every Zimbabwean. They are enshrined in the national constitution. We saw kuno kwa America vadzokora pachiita ma demonstrations in the past few months, and in counties, in states where people were not wearing masks, takaona pachita ema spikes ema coronavirus positive cases. Is it not a legitimate concern kuti kuratidzira kwemusiwa 31 July ikoko kunogona kuita an already bad situation worse?
Yes, the organizers obviously will look into that. And that's what the government should be talking about. They should be asking about those conditions. Are you going to be wearing masks? Are you going to be practicing social distance? But in the situation of the Zimbabwean people, it's so different from the American situation, because these are people who are going to die in their homes if they don't go out and demonstrate. They are hungry. They don't have anything. The government is not providing anything. The government is getting hundreds and millions of dollars, but the millions are not trickling down to the ordinary person in the street. We know that $60 million was misappropriated, and then they are engaging in their catch and release. We are not excited by what is happening. People are not happy by what is happening. We know that money that is meant for COVID-19 assistance, that is supposed to be going to the people, it's not going to the people. It's going to Dre Consult, a company that is owned by Collins and Delisha Angwenya. Collins is Collins Mnangagwa, Emmerson Mnangagwa's son. We know that the information is public knowledge. That money can go a long way. $60 million can go a long way in alleviating the problems that are facing the Zimbabwean people. Saka kune vana veZimbabwe kusiri kufa ndekupi kupinda murod munourayiwa nemapurisa nemasoja sezviri kutretemwa navamugwadi kana kufira mumba nenzara.
Thank you there, Mr. Dzokora, and please do stay on the line.
Umsakazo weVoice of America osakaza kuzwekazi leAfrika okugoqela eleZimbabwe ususebenzisa isatellite SES 5 kuband leC-band. Nxa lifisa ukuba kwazi okuningi ngalokhu, ngenani ebulenjini be-internet. Livule ikhasi le-VOA Ndebele elithi www.voandebele.com. Okunye uza kuthola ebulenjini bokuxhumana obeFacebook ku-VOA Ndebele laku-Twitter ku-VOA Ndebele. Saqhubekela phambili silethulela indaba ezilohlonzi ngendlela esiphakeme.
Limzwile lapho ubaba uTawanda Dzokora ngwebandla leMDC Alliance ube khuluma yena ukuthi kuqale uTafazwa Mgwadi oweZanu PF khuluma lapho ukuthi ibandla lakhe leZanu PF liphumele sinqumo namhla esokuthi labo abaqoqa ukutshengisela mhla ka 31 baza kabasoze basole muntu nxa you know sebekhala okungangokuthi ikwethusela okukhulu okwesabisayo khonokho okuvela kuhulumende weZanu PF. Lapha ke ubaba uTsokora obese responder ngwe MDC Alliance ngapha eMelika uthi hayi into embi ukwethusela abantu ngalolo hlobo, abantu balelungelo lokutshengisela. Ukutshengisela ngokuthula into ekhona evunyelweyo kusisekelo sombuso welizwe. Kodwa umgwadi uthi ama demonstrations eZimbabwe ahlala e-violent, yikho uhulumende la ecina siba violent.
Aiwa kune vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa tirikutarisa isu zviri kuitika munyika panyaya yezvematongerwo enyika. Tina vatafadzwa mugwadi veZanu PF uyezve vatawanda Dzokora veMDC Alliance. Saka vaviri ava tirikuedza kuti tikurukure navo tichivabvunza pakati peurongwa huripo hwekuratidzira. Tanzwa vamugwadi vachipinda muchirongwa vachitaurawo zvabuda kana kuti zvaturwa kudare ravo repolitbureau nhasi. Asi ndoda kudzokera kuna vamugwadi ndichitaurawo ndichipiga beka kubva kune zvataurwa navadzokora kuti hurumende inoziva sei kuti vanhu ava vari kuda kuzoratidzira vacharatidzira vachiita mhirizhonga, uyezve pangaita here urongwa hwekuti hurumende ikwanise kunge ichipa zvikwanisiro zvakadai semamask kune avo vanenge vari kuda kuti vaende zvavo vachinoratidzira vachiraridzira murunyararo.
Unfortunately, Mav Mugwadi is no longer on the line. Ameno kuti connection yabo iri kuti vadzima kana kuti connection yabo. But maybe you can talk to Dzokora while I try to bring Mr. Mugwadi on board.
Saka ndoenda kuna vadzokora nichivunza kuti manga mataura imi nyaya yekuti nguva ino.
Okay, Mav, I have Mgwadi now. Let me bring him before tichinda kunava Dzokora. Mgwadi, anzi na Mavelas, urumende ine umbowo iri wekuti ima demonstrations aya achaita mirishonga.
Okay, thank you very much for that question. And I'm sorry for the lost network. I must say, at first, that you were talking about global regulations on COVID-19, which spearheaded by WHO, and every country that is where they are sold is following just that. That's the first thing. You talked about the United States of America having demonstrations.
You told us about a lot of demonstrations happening in the United States of America. You didn't tell us what was the impact of those demonstrations on the cases, the rampant cases of COVID-19 that the United States of America is now battling with.
To the I think you missed it, because I said, those demonstrations led to a spike of cases.
Well, because I was offline, but let me just proceed anyway. All that I'm saying is, because of that impact, we will be foolish as a government and as a ruling party to allow those demonstrations to proceed. One, that gentleman from the other side, whom we are calling MDC Alliance Chairman from North America, of which I'm not pretty sure whether they still or you still have titles to use that the name of that political party because of the wrinkles happening there. The demonstration that happened in America led to that spike, and you were very correct if you said it when I had lost the connection. Now,
Do you think the government of Zimbabwe would want to copy the United States of America in having spiking cases simply because certain nefarious elements want to do demonstrations? It certainly cannot happen that way. That way, that's number one. Number two, that gentleman talked about the American government giving people 600 per month as the COVID relief. Now, I must say, if that was so rose, why are we receiving so much numbers of Zimbabweans coming from the United States of America and even in northern Western countries coming back home? He could not only be honest enough to tell us that black people and Zimbabweans in particular, or the migrants, are being undermined, they are being treated racially, they are being discriminated, even in the United States Kingdom there. It is happening. Our citizens, not only Zimbabwe, but several African countries, they are being undermined and discriminated from receiving a genuine treatment on COVID-19. And that is why the outcry from Black Lives Matter and other, you know, civil rights movements in the United States of America, for example, and in the UK, which caused those demonstrations, is the maltreatment of black people. It did not start on Floyd, George alone. It also went into hospitals, where the concern was that the number of black people is highest among the deaths than it is among the white people. Black communities are the worst affected. Now that tells you a lesson. We are probably one of the fewest governments in Africa that is allowing returning citizens. And this is why our cases are spiking, because we are receiving citizens from among African countries who are trooping back home. We are receiving citizens from America. We are receiving citizens from Asia and Europe. All corners of the world, we have said we will always take our citizens as they come back home, because we still have a responsibility over them, even if they are in the United States of America, just like yourself. Now, that has seen our cases, the cases of returnees taking or shooting our cases to around 926 anyway. But we have still said we will always welcome our people. What more do you want from this government and President Mnangagwa? Now, to then say you want to boost the transmissions of returnees and those of local transmissions by engaging in needless political actions, no, that one we cannot allow to happen. And I'm not threatening, but I'm just advising. It will not be allowed to happen. With regard to the condition that is talking about, this gentleman, that Zimbabweans are dying of hunger, let me tell you, Jungamil, you know, sometimes we just need to be honest with ourselves. Okay, I don't know whether we lose our Ubuntu or Zimbabweanhood or Africanness when we leave this continent, to the extent that this gentleman who says Zimbabweans are dying of hunger, if I were going to ask him to give us a name, could he give just one? Because certainly for a person to die of hunger in this 21st century, it must be recorded. Even global say, no, this person is dying of hunger. So let us not over-exaggerate our problems. We benefit nothing, like what this gentleman want to do in order to justify what they are planning on 31 July, which I'm pretty sure himself will not be there. He's in lockdown probably. That is needless. That is unbridled. There is no place for that in these regulations.
But it's not exaggeration, though, to say kuti zvinazvina kumira zvakanaka munyika.
You are now speaking, Ntungamili, and not only in Zimbabwe, global. There is a lot of recession going on in America there, better than it has been. Isn't that so? Not only that, even in South Africa.
Asiku Zimbabwe zvanyanyisa manje. Ndati asiku Zimbabwe zvanyanyisa.
Listen, Ntungamili, chimboni paka ndipindure izvi. Ndirikuti inini, recession is there in America. Recession is there in the UK. Recession is there in South Africa. It's our neighbor, in our neighbors. Among our neighbors, among ourselves, recession is there. And recession probably turns worse in Zimbabwe, because we've been facing challenges before. We can't deny that. But then, to the extent of saying, vanhu varikufana nzara, iwo vazochinja kuti zvinhu zvakati ome mukoma, varegere kuti vanhu varikufa sezvataura uya, we would have wanted him to give us death, because certainly for people to listen us on to listen from us on this platform while somebody making wonderless and wild allegations that Zimbabweans are dying of hunger, that is wrong. Our government has subsidized basic commodities to the extent that there is a lot of, a lot that is happening in our communities to cushion them out of this COVID-19 pandemic and the challenges associated with that, with the lockdown measures. Rolamil has been subsidized. Cooking oil,
Bread prices, all these things are being subsidized. Today, we hosted the Minister of Industry and Commerce, Dr. Sekisa Nzenze, telling us that now the challenge we are having is a few individuals who are hoarding these basic commodities in order to release them at the black market. Those are the cases that we are going to deal by coming up with the regulations to control the distribution of the basic commodities so that they reach members of the public equitably at the normal prices, not this that we are seeing. And we are addressing that. So it is wrong for somebody to say people are dying of hunger. We have so many churches that are partnering government to assist the president and the government entirely with relief aid. We've seen them. They are playing a very fundamental role, and we're indebted to them. So many international organizations and countries chipping in to assist the efforts of the government. We are so much indebted to them. So much effort from the government itself, where the president announced a relief package for vulnerable groups, including the vendors, that is berating to say they survive on selling wares. I think that is undermining them. Selling wares or vending or hawking, it is an economic activity that our government has been on the forefront supporting. That he is in the United States of America, where there are those big companies that should not blind him to understand the situation at home. That walking, vending, small and medium enterprises are important pillars of our economy. You must not pay a blind eye to that. Our government has done so much under the circumstances than any other government. And so far, he's saying no person has received the relief fund. We have had over 55,000 people that have received that fund. No matter how small it is, which is the complaint that people are proffering, to say the money is small, but over 55,000 people have received it. He must stop lying and misleading the public that we've received money from the United States of America through government. He should be ashamed of himself.
Unfortunately,
Asi muri kunyepa zvese zvamuri kutaura izvo kuti nyaya nhengima vanhu vari kubatsirwa nehurumende yeAmerica. Asi dai zvichiitika izvozvo, dai pasina vanhu vakawanda veZimbabwe, zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kubva kuno uku kuAmerica zvichidzokera kuZimbabwe, hanzi nyaya musingadi kutaura nderacism iri kuitika ku kuno kuAmerica, whereby you have black people being undermined and so forth. And hanzi muri kunyepa kuti vanhu vari kufa nenzara kuZimbabwe.
Regai nditange nekungotaurira kuti vamugwadi neZANU PF vanofanira kutanga vabvuma chinhu chimwe chete chavanofanira kubvuma vasati vatanga kunongedzera vanhu, vasati vatanga kunongedzera ana America. Ngavatange vabvuma kuti vakoniwa, vatadza kugadzirisa nyika, vatadza kuita kuti nyika iendere mberi sekupromisa kwavakaita pavakapinda. Vapedza izvozvo, vobvumawo ivo kuti vana veZimbabwe vari kutambura, vana veZimbabwe vari kudya, vari kunhonga sose nemuromo. Nekuda kwekukoniwa kwavari kuita ikoko, ndopatinofanira kutangira mazimari neAmerica yacho yavanenge vachinongedzera, neUnited Kingdom yacho yavanenge vachinongedzera. Vane mazimillions nemazimillions avainavo right now that are coming as a result of COVID-19. Instead of taking advantage of that money and making things right by the Zimbabwean people, they are dismally failing to do that. Saka, what kind of a government is that? That you get 200 million and you fail to avail even $10 a month, $10 a month chaiyo kumuno ari mu Zimbabwe. They promised that money. They promised those money. When we calculated that money, it was coming to $8 a month per person. But it never reached the people. The people never got those that money.
So Anzi nava mugwadi vanhu vari kuipuwa mari iyoyo kunyange iri shoma.
Kana vari kupiwa mari, ndozviziva kuti ishoma kuti $8 a month inongotenga bhodhoro remafuta rinoita $7. Iyoyo mari haisi kusvika kuvanhu. Kana iri kusvika kuvanhu, iri kusvika kuvanhu veZANU PF. Nekuti kwaMutare, governor wekwaMutare weZANU PF akadzinganiswa zvatakaona tese mumanewspaper achitaura kuti vanhu vari kuda kuwana chikafu ngavanga vaine makadhi eZANU PF. Ndopa zvakaperera ipapo, hatina kuzomboiona imwe mari yakapiwa vana veZimbabwe. Dai vana veZimbabwe vari kupiwa mari, dai vasiri kuenda kumastreets kunodemonstrata. Vasikana vatatu veMDC ana Joanna na Cecilia vakasungwa vachienda ma street kuno demonstrate nenyaya yenzara nenyaya kuti vanga vachifa nenzara mudzimba vanhu vese vachasimuka muswa 31 July vachipinda mugwagwa nenyaya yenzara zvakare haisi nyaya yekuda kungobvisa hurumende chete inyaya yekuti vanhu havasisina chekuita tine hurumende isiri kuratidza kuti mari iri kufamba sei havana transparency they don't have they are not giving transparency only to the money but also to the information about COVID-19 right now they are talking about banning the July 31st demonstrations on the basis that there is going to be a violence what scientific evidence do they have the MDC alliance the people of Zimbabwe have always marched peacefully in the streets of Harare even during the time of Mugabe we used to march in the streets of Harare very peacefully no noise if there is any noise that has been instigated in the streets it has been started by the police it has been started by the army the 14 January disturbance that is talking about where ZCTU had called for the stay away it was the army and the police that went in the houses of the people attacking them mudzimba dzavo why are you staying away why didn't you go to work and they started killing people they started beating up people so it is ZANU PF that has always been on the side of violence not the people of Zimbabwe panyaya information ngavatipo data ngavatiunziro ma specialist vari kutaura nyaya America vari kukombea Zimbabwe na America America taiona tese governor Cuomo vachiudza vanhu every day this is what is happening folks these are this is what the specialists are giving us these are the numbers these are the statistics but you heard Mr. Mugwadi here saying he's not going to tell you what Mr. Mnangagwa is going to tell the people why are the plans shrouded in some kind of secrecy why can't he tell us why can't he tell the people that this is what is going to happen vanoitire chii zvinhu muchivandi ngavatipe information ngavatipe data ngavatipe ma specialists ngavatipe ma updates every day of what is going on and the people of Zimbabwe will understand right now they are just shrinking the Zimbabwean people democratic space using COVID they are taking advantage of COVID you know to go forward with their political agenda that of stopping from the Zimbabwean people from speaking up but it's not going to happen vana ve Zimbabwe vachasumuka muswa
We are having a bad connection there with Mr. Jokora, but let me bring in my colleague Umavelas. As we wrap up, we only have 2 minutes remaining on the clock. Jokora obekuluma lapho ukuthi hayi okukhulunywa ngubaba uMgwadi kabakulandeli njalo yena ukhuthaza abantu ukuthi baphume ngobuningi bayetshengisela mhla ka 31 kungelani lokuthi bangahlangabezwa ngodlakela nguhulumende. Mava, let's wrap things up.
Yes, if Mr. Mgwadi is still there, when is the president expected to actually, you know, brief the people on the way forward?
Okay, let me bring him in. Va Mgwadi, as we wrap things up, hanzi na Mav, va Mnangagwa vari kutarisirwa rini? To give us an update, and you only have 1 minute, strictly 1 minute to wrap things up.
I'll just tell you to move on the way. You know, Urumende, if you don't go out on Gamsafananza, Urumende is unpaid, Kane, Urumende is, I mean, or Urumende Amnanga, Kanesh, Netika, KMGC, Netwa, don't go out on Gam. There's one authority in government, and this is President in the way, and this is spokesperson, what President. President vachataura zvavanenge kumairerano netsanangudzo dzavanenge vapiwa nema health experts avari kushanda navo pa COVID-19. Saka izvo hazvinei hatina kuitedongatonga rokuti unoti kwai ngavatiudze toda information kana muchiziva kuti president vachaishuwa koka vachaishuwa kamunongomirira kavozoishuwa munoda kuzozvinzwa kuna vamugwadi I don't lead a parallel government, I don't lead a parallel party. But most importantly, I must just say zvandataura ndizvozvo. If anyone goes into the streets on 31 July, they must be prepared for the consequences thereof. There is no mistake about that, and I'm not threatening. It has always been like that.
Thank you there, Mr. Mgwadi. Let's leave it there. Mav, this brings us to the end of our show.
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, we don't have time, but I would have wanted to hear from Mr. Jokora after what Mr. Mugwadi had said. But, you know, we don't have any extra time like football, so we'll have to call it a day and maybe next week pick it up from there.
Indeed, and that again, Mr. Mugwadi of course is saying he's not threatening, but that sounds like a threat again.
Ini ndini Marvelous Mhlanganya huye ndiri mu Washington uko ndiri kutesenyura ndiri kumba.
And mtungamili nkomo asi tibane ninjalo